It's been a long slog for streetcar supporters. Former Mayor Anthony Fox championed the streetcar as an economic development project that would revitalize Charlotte's east and west corridors. A small piece in Uptown has been under construction since December 2012, but the city council rejected using a property tax increase to pay for a 2.5-mile extension, despite Fox's pleas.
If we didn't do the streetcar, does anybody have an idea how we're going to help revitalize Central Avenue and Batesford Road? Because if the answer is nothing, that's unacceptable.
Ultimately, a year and a new city manager later, the council set aside $63 million for the rebranded Gold Line, not using property taxes. That's about half the projected cost for this portion of the project, and it's relying on winning federal grants for the rest.
From a business perspective, if I'm thinking business-wise, I'd work to leverage my money rather than to spend 100% of it.
To leverage its money, Mayor Patrick Cannon told City Council last night, Charlotte needs to spend $12 million it set aside on further engineering and planning to meet the requirements for a federal Small Start grant. That grant could fund the rest of the project, but there's no guarantee. And that worried Republican Councilman Ed Driggs.
There is a chance that we'll end up not getting the money, that the application will be unsuccessful, and that we will have spent $12 million towards this goal of the Gold Line and not know how to proceed or whether we can proceed.
And Charlotte's already lost once. Last year, the Department of Transportation instead awarded a smaller federal grant to Kansas City for its streetcar project. Now Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox recused himself from that decision. City staff say it's normal to lose out on a couple before receiving approval. Councilwoman Vi Lyles compared spending the money to sacrificing a piece in a game of checkers.
This is a situation where you have to put some money in to get it out. My dad said, you got to give one sometimes when you're playing checkers to win the game. We're going to win the game. Thank you.
In front of a pro-streetcar audience, the council voted 8-3 to spend the money and seek the grant. The two Republicans and Democrat Michael Barnes opposed the measure. This portion would fund an extension from Johnson C. Smith University to the Elizabeth area. Ultimately, the city's transit plan calls for a 10-mile run to the old Eastland Mall area. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.